For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Good morning, this is Wilmer Coffin speaking. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. This week, we have looked at entering in through the straight gate, chastenings, fears, persecutions, stormy seas and high waves, and evils and suffering. Today, we would like to look at overcoming. When we are looking at overcoming these things, and we realize that these things are here to try our faith, and yes, through many trials and tribulations, we enter in. Enter in where? What is this straight gate? The straight gate is, verily, verily, I say unto you, actually, I'll start with Matthew 7:13. Enter ye into the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. What is this straight gate? Or who is it? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door of the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door, but by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. It is human nature. The natural-minded man will try to enter in some other way. But we must, through many tribulations, enter in. In Acts 14:22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulations, enter into the kingdom of God. In Romans 5:3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Yes. These things come our way, chastenings, fears, persecutions, stormy seas and high waves, and evils and sufferings. But as time goes on, we understand, and as we grow in the Lord, we understand more and more the purpose of these things and how they are good for us, knowing that He, the Lord, chastens us because we are sons. Walking into those fears rather than running away, realizing that there's freedom beyond those fears. Persecution, realizing that it is for the Christian's good. Stormy seas and high waves, realizing that He has given us the power to walk on the waves rather than thrashing around in them. And evils and sufferings, and how they can help to strengthen us to grow us up, to build us up, and to have our trust in the Lord. Yes, the natural mind of man does not want to face these things. However, just because he does not want to face these things doesn't say that he doesn't still need to. But for the Christian, we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to walk with us as we walk through these things. So let us be overcomers. There's many promises for the overcomers. In Revelation 2:7, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation 2:11, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. 2:17, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in that stone a new name, which no man knoweth, saveth he that receiveth it. 2:26, and he that overcometh, and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. 3:5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before the Father and before the angels. 3:12, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. 3:21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am sat down with my Father in his throne. 21:7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. So, brothers and sisters, let us continue on. Let us embrace these tribulations, these trials, these chastenings. Let us walk into these fears instead of running away from them. Let us accept the persecution, trials, stormy seas, high waves, evils, and sufferings, and realize that they are for our good, and that, yes, that we can have eternal life and spend eternity with our Maker and our Savior. Revelation 21:1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Going on to 21:4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him hereby say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Yes, brothers and sisters, let us keep on going through. Let us walk on bravely with the Lord Jesus Christ and drink deeply. God bless you all.